The following is a presentation of the Premier Dance Network.
Hi, I'm Abby, and I'm the director and designer of Abigail Mentor Designs. When I was a soloist with the Pennsylvania Ballet, I wanted more coverage than just a Leo and tights could offer, but the skirts I found made me feel frumpy and short. I wanted a bit of whimsy to inspire creativity for those long rehearsal days. Inspired by the fond memories I have of sewing with my grandmother as a kid, I built a piece to suit my body type and my spirit. Turns out, the shape I built fits every dancer's body type, framing the long, lean lines we strive for. Girls love how the skirt is flirty and fun, and I love how this piece inspires a healthy body image for them. That the skirt exhibits our best qualities as dancers. Our power, our creativity, our femininity. Now, I'm delighted to extend my signature design to you through my website, abigailmentordesigns.com. And I'm offering a 10% discount on your next purchase of an Abigail Mentor Designs skirt. Go to abigailmentordesigns.com and enter the promo code PDN at checkout. The promotion is good for the month of April, so you can feel fun and flirty for spring. Seasonal colors are limited, so be sure to go to abigailmentordesigns.com before they're gone. Thanks so much. Keep dancing your hearts out.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Ask Megan Show, brought to you by Balancing Point Podcast. On this show, Megan Fairchild, who's a principal dancer with New York City Ballet, answers your questions. So let's go ahead and get started with today's show.
Hi, Megan. You're so amazing at a petit allegro, and I was wondering if you have any tips on improving your petit allegro.
Thanks for recording in, Hannah, and thanks for the compliment. I love petit allegro. Every time we get to that moment in class, I always get empowered. It's the stuff I really love, and it comes easy for me. Up till then in class, it feels like a huge amount of focus, getting placed properly at bar, using your muscles in a long way, finding perfect fifth position, and in center, just trying to find that perfect balance, whether it is on flat, in an adagio, or in any turning combination. The body is different every day, and sometimes I turn really easily, and sometimes I have to break it down and work for it. So no matter how class is going, whenever we get to petit allegro, I feel like I can just sit back and enjoy. Do I have any specific tips? Well, it depends on where you are training, but something that is really great about the way we do a balancing petit allegro is that you stay really light in your feet, and you never put any weight in your heels. This makes it easier to travel and cover space, as well as changing feet and jumping. You know, it kind of keeps the momentum going. This is not to say that you should keep your heels up. The priority really is to have weight in your toes so that you can move quickly. Just superficially keeping your heels up when you're jumping is a really dangerous habit. And if I ever see this in students I teach, I try my best to explain this and break them of the habit, because that's not the idea of what the technique is really about. Heels up is more of an affected way of taking the idea of keeping your weight in your toes. So I know it's very contradictory, but all of ballet is really a balance between going too far with a correction or not enough. And that's what your teachers are there for, to tell you where that limit is when you've gone a little too far. Another tip for your petit allegro is to really master the basics. Glissade, jeté, and ensemble. For glissade, you should be quick to the second fifth position and not an emphasis on the legs in second in the air. It's more like going from one fifth to another. You always start in the perfect fifth, but the fifth after the glissade might be a bit of a more crossed fifth with the weight more on that closing front foot than the back. This gives you a little spring action to push up into a jeté or ensemble or whatever step is coming next. Jeté is always with a brush with the back leg out of fifth. You go straight up in the air, show coupé with that second leg, and then land relatively close to where you started. It goes up and down as opposed to side to side. And really finding that picture of a coupé in the air gives it the right dynamic. You don't just land in coupé and find it at the bottom. You find it in the air and then show the picture in the air and then land. And assemblée can obviously stay in place like a coupe, just going up and down, or it can travel. So you should make sure to differentiate between these two types and be specific to the intended step. Assemblée also needs to brush on the ground and make that kind of contact before you get up in the air. And then you find fifth position in the air, and then you land. It is not about spending any time with your legs open. As soon as you have fully dégagé and plié to second, and brush that leg out, and as soon as the second foot pushes into the jump, the first foot is already coming back and finding a tight fifth position in the air. You don't want to delay the accent of fifth in the air. So coupé, jeté, jeté is showing coupé in the air, and the assemblée is showing fifth position in the air. To get students to do both of these properly, I usually am telling them to push more with their legs and get up off the ground more. There is often more plié needed and more pushing from your tush than one thinks. Sometimes I even grab their hands and help hoist them up into a jeté so that they can feel how high they have to get to show the position in the air before they land. I hope this helps, Hannah. I think Petit Allegro is so much fun. I wish you all the best in your dancing. Thanks for tuning in to Ask Megan. As always, we will be back next week with another new episode. If you have your own ballet question for me, go to premierdancenetwork.com, click on the Ask Megan link, and record your question. You can also find me on Instagram at mfairchild17, Twitter at fairchildmegan, or through my website, meganfairchild.com. Wishing everyone a great April.